Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
It's like being at Cedar Point. You're at the top of the hill, you're hanging on the coaster, and you're wondering what it's going to feel like when you fall. That is what the NFL trade deadline is all about, my friends. We're hanging. We're looking over the edge. We're trying to figure out if they're going to do anything. And why do I feel like the coaster's just going to go back into the station and start all over again? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
Better than getting stuck in the car, not being able to move, having...
I can't imagine
amusement park personnel climbing ladders to get you.
Yeah, that would be like the worst ever, wouldn't it? Like you get to the top of the hill and all of a sudden you're like, hey, if I have to walk back down, how is this going to happen?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that's not fun. No. So I don't know. We'll see what this trade deadline day is going to be like. You must lock into the radio today.
Must.
It's going to be just one of those days where everything is going to be on the edge of your seat to see if the Browns do anything. Some little bit of rumors flying here and there, and we'll see by 4 o'clock. If that happens. And Meredith Kane is here to help us out as well all day long. She'll be checking the wires. She'll be looking at the interwebs. She'll be going into dark places on the web. She will look everywhere and for everything to keep you up to date. Oh.
I guess that's the sound we're going to let you know that we have a trade. So the Bengals have officially announced that they are trading Logan Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there you have it. Okay, what is the sounder that folks will hear again?
That sounds like something bad.
It does sound like a buzzer. What if something good happens? Do we have a good sounder for the Browns? Maybe like a specific sounder for the Browns that we probably could have hashed out in the morning meeting, but now we know what we're doing with this thing. So
now that we're 3-4 minutes into the show.
That's true. So basically, if we have someone checking in front of the scorer's table, you will know that the Browns have made a trade or anyone's made a trade.
That's
in the
exactly
NFL.
What's going on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jeff.
Now on the floor, Andy Baskin. Shooting one and one.
Oh, did I miss those days out at the Coliseum? They were so good. Brad Doherty. I don't think we'll hear that today. Jeff, what is the game plan for today for the Browns? Do you feel like the Browns are going to make a move? Adam Schefter told us over the weekend, I mean, come on, they're going to be buyers. They're going to be buyers. I just don't know what they're going to buy. Are they going to be buyers today by 4 o'clock? Are Browns fans going to be rushing to buy tickets, rushing to buy a new jersey?
Nope.
So you don't think anything's happening?
Nope, that's not what you asked.
Okay, what's going to happen?
I hope that they make some trades. I hope they get rid of some guys, and I hope they get some young talent in here. I hope they're very active today. You're 2-6, Andy. Let's go. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Let me throw a name at you.
But you're going for is next year, right? That's what we're looking. We want young talent.
Yeah.
They think they can help.
And beyond.
Yeah, beyond this year.
Let me give you a name.
You have 9 games left, by the way.
I read something this morning written by one of the national guys, and it threw out a name of many names, but one that intrigued me.
Okay.
And it's a perfect fit for what I think we need here in Cleveland. There's a wide receiver with the New York Giants named Jalen Hyatt. Jalen came out as a rookie from Tennessee, had a pretty good rookie year, hasn't done much since, kind of buried there. Third round pick was a teammate of Cedric Tillman at Tennessee. You can get him for a sixth or a seventh, I'll bet.
Okay.
That's the kind of guy I want to see them go get. Hey, go get me somebody with some potential, and let's put him on the field and see if he can play. Now,
isn't that what they should have been doing in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round of the draft every year, though? Except
he was a third round pick, real fast guy, Biletnikoff Award winner in college at Tennessee, had a phenomenal year. Take a chance on a guy like that. Give something up in your big stash of picks. So, and that's just the kind of guy that I think, okay, you're looking for something? Hoping for a roll of the dice? That's worth a roll of the dice.
Coming into today, I'm just kind of reminded of things that and how the Browns operate and what's going on. First of all, they are about as Loctite of an organization as possible when it comes to leaking information. And it's been a few years now that they've been in this kind of world where they don't want information leaked. But if they do, then sometimes it finds its way out. We really haven't heard a whole lot about anything about the Browns other than Adam Schefter saying over the weekend that they were going to be buyers. And they just don't tip their hand. Their big moves, with the exception of Deshaun Watson, have been kind of behind closed doors. And the folks that I trust are saying there's just nothing coming out of there. And if there are moves to be made, it's a very, very small, tight-knit group of people who aren't saying a word about what the Browns are trying to do, trying to accomplish. And, I mean, let's face it, who knows? They could come right up to the edge of a trade and it doesn't happen, and we don't know anything about it. So,
sure,
you know, it doesn't really make a difference. And maybe you find out a year from now, oh, the Browns are close to making a deal for X. But they keep it very tight to the vest, and I'm okay with that. I don't. It's kind of a little bit more fun on our end because it's a major surprise when they do make a move. That's why I wouldn't be shocked if they made a move today. It could be a surprising move. But I'm totally 100% settled in for nothing happening between now and 4 o'clock.
I think you'll be disappointed if you think nothing is going to happen.
Major?
Well, it depends on what your definition of major is.
Someone who could start.
Let's go Clinton on you here.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you just said that. Do I know you?
How about this?
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps After Dark.
How about this? You have Rocket Sanders sitting here as a young running back.
You and him are probably the only two that know he's here. His family.
You have two other rookie running backs. Jerome Ford's contract's up. There's some teams around the league that could use some running back depth. My guess is you're not going to pay Jerome next year to stick around as much as Jerome would want to be paid.
I'd be honest. If I'm Jerome, I want to play. Jerome. Right? I want to play.
Move Jerome.
Okay.
I hope they do for his sake and for the team's sake. So move Jerome Ford today. I mean, there are a lot of little do I think anything huge is going to happen? No. But, Andy, I think you can make some moves here. For instance, I mentioned Jalen Hyatt, right?
Okay.
Do a player-for-player trade. Player-for-player. Giants lost Cam Scataboo to injury. They're starting Tyrone Tracy, and they have Devin Singletary there. Well, all right. Jerome Ford, let him go there. Let Hyatt come here. I mean, there are all kinds of little creative things that teams can do today if they decide to do it, if they want to do it. I would hope that the Browns get rid of guys who they don't think will be back next year, whether by their choice, the Browns' choice, or the player's choice. And I would be looking for those young guys that you think might be able to come in here and be a part of this team next year and maybe beyond.
Hmm. I want to define what a major move is. And I'll say, I would say any of the interior offensive line would be sort of a major move.
You mean if you traded Betonio, Posick, or Teller?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's a major move.
I would say it would be ridiculous to trade Fannin.
Don't even think of that.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. Like, what would be major? What would be? David Njoku's name has been coming.
Yeah, moving David would be a major move.
That would be a major move. I agree. Especially when you look at, I mean, where he is even in the history of Browns receivers, he's right up there.
Would you agree with this, though? For the most part, for instance, if you trade Jerome Ford and he brings you back a fifth or a sixth, my guess is that's about all you could expect to get for a guy who's not your starting running back, even though he's done a nice job since he's been here. I would think that that's what you're looking at. I don't want to give up one of the interior offensive linemen for a fifth or a sixth round pick. To me, that's like, well, just leave him here and try and win some games this year, which I know, you know, that could be detrimental to a draft pick next year. I get that. Try and win a game. Protect your quarterback, whoever that quarterback is.
They have to.
Open holes for Quinshon. I mean, try and progress this offense a little bit. And I don't think you're going to do that if you give up any of those interior offensive linemen and get very little in return. So I'm not going to move any of those guys, Andy, unless somebody gives me something of significance.
So the major trade on offense would be David Njoku. Although I wouldn't surprise me if they did something crazy with the quarterbacks. And this has been the year of crazy quarterback for this team.
Yeah.
So wouldn't surprise me if something happened. I'm not saying I'm expecting it to happen, nor do I think it will happen, but knowing this franchise, who knows? Oh, Shador got traded today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that would not totally blow me away if that happened. I don't know why they would do it. They invested the draft pick in him. You'd like to see him on the field at some point. But and the moves that they make kind of always catch you by surprise. You know, you take a look at the defense. I mean, obviously there are a couple players there. Like, you have to be a fool to trade this player, but who knows? Who knows? And, you know, for all the talk about Myles Garrett over the last couple of weeks, what if somebody comes in at 355 and offers them the moon? And it gives you a chance to revamp everything with veteran players to be able to play right away that might be here for a little while. I mean, you just never know. You don't know what someone's thinking on the other side. That's the other problem, too.
If somebody got silly and called you and offered you a couple of first-round picks for Myles Garrett, you'd probably have to think about it.
Somebody said three?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It'd be hard not to think about it.
Well,
it
sure would.
But again, you got to get around the cap stuff. I don't want to move him. You got to get around all that stuff.
He's your best player. I don't want to move him.
I don't. Would it change the franchise
stuff,
for the better?
Makes it, you know, so unrealistic, not impossible.
And then another move would be like trading Bailey Zappe today. You know, that would be another kind of a Browns move to do on a trade deadline day.
Well, again, if you don't think they're going to be here next year and you can get anything for them and they're not a player of significance, why wouldn't you? You know, you're 2-6. You're three games back in the division. Are you going to catch Pittsburgh? Are you going to be able to keep up with Baltimore? I think you need to be, you need to really do some deep thinking in Berea and be honest with yourself and think, yeah, we don't, I mean, and they don't appear to have the roster to win this division. So why would you keep pieces that aren't going to be here next year?
I also, you know, in listening to Kevin yesterday and having him talk about nine games to go, I mean, obviously they have to walk into the building every Monday after a game and think, okay, we've got to try to figure out a way to get back in the race. We've got to try to figure out a way to get back and win the AFC North. I can't imagine the orders ever come down and go, time to lose. Like, I don't know how you could coach that way.
I can't either.
I don't know how you could play that way. Just whatever happens, happens. Play to win.
There aren't orders.
And if you don't, you know, it's not.
You might.
Were you going to order the code red?
No, but you might put together a roster that you don't think is capable of winning, which would give you a higher draft choice. Ding, ding, ding.
But again, we look at the, I mean, okay, so what do you want the higher draft choice for? A quarterback, right?
Well,
I mean, realistically, it's a quarterback.
But you never know.
So why, just.
Again, if no quarterback jumps to the top of the heap here.
I don't know, man. I just think you just play the way you should play. Go out and try to win every week. And I know you got nine games left. And, you know, we talk about this number of quarterbacks in the NFL that are starters that weren't drafted in the first round and how small it is. But, again, just be one of the top 32. Just be a first-round pick and end up with a quarterback. And if you make the right select, how many times is the top quarterback always the best quarterback taken? No.
No.
So just be in the first round. And you know you're there twice. So make good use of those picks. Find the guy you think that – I hope they don't have to draft a quarterback next year. But if they do, draft the best one available. Stop trying to be the smartest Mensa Albert Einstein in the NFL. Just do it naturally. And you know what happens? You end up being in the playoffs once every 3 years, 4 years, because we all know the NFL is built to rebuild within 3 years if you're horrible. But somebody – didn't send that memo to Berea. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Man, I get crazy rumors all the time. Crazy rumors.
Whether you can't say that and then
I do.
Move along with the show.
But this has nothing to do with the Browns.
Okay, well, glad you clarified that.
All right, I get crazy rumors about
crazy things.
About high school stuff. How's that sound too? Like stuff that would blow your mind and you're like, "What? No way." 216-474-0092. I'm not trying to vent it. I just don't want to utter words that I just don't think are true. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Always a pleasure to be with you. Oh, good to see you too, Jeff.
Thanks.
It's always, you know, you look spiffy today. You look like you're ready to go play a little golf, a little fall golf. You have your college company's championship hat on.
Yeah,
you're ready
we
to
get
go
a freebie.
Senior tour. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Haven't played one round of golf all year.
Really?
Yep.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, me too.
Why? Just not enough time? Too busy?
Life.
Wow.
And I now stink.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Thanks.
You know, if you pull out a foot wedge like I do, your game will be much better.
Much better.
Your scores will be much lower.
Why don't you improve your lives? Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. All right, it is trade deadline day in the NFL, and if there's a trade that happens, Meredith is on it, she's on top of it, and you will hear this.
Dead silence.
There we go. You will hear that.
That's the worst sounder we've ever had.
Wow. Can you feel it? Do you feel pressure? Do we need to upgrade the sounder?
I feel very appreciated. Thank you.
Well, it's not you. It's the sound.
That's true.
It's the worst sounder we've ever had.
I just feel like someone's coming into the game.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, I smell the musty gym, right? Can't you? Old musty gym. We're going to have a little trade. NFL trade. Yeah, okay, feel. All right, here we go. So, yesterday, Trey Wingo was on Ken and Anthony's show. That is Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lyman.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of zest, like when you go to buy the soap at the store.
I want to be Anthony's agent. I got to get him equal billing.
Well, I mean, it kind of is a little bit, but it also feels like you're going to the grocery store.
He's Ed McMahon.
No, he's not Ed McMahon. No way.
Well, according to the billing.
No, that's not true. It's like going to the grocery store. You got to buy detergent, right? And it's like cleaner with new improved stuff. He's the new improved stuff. That's what makes it.
Let's go with that.
All right. So Trey Wingo was on with them yesterday. And Mary Kay Cabot had a story much like this, too. So it's just funny how sometimes we get all excited because someone says something, but we know we've already said it. Jeff and I do this all the time. We say things and they end up like, no, Jeff and I could say, hey, we're getting a new, I don't know, give me a new widget team here in Cleveland, in the big widget league. And Jeff and I could say it for a week. Nobody here will recognize it. And then somebody at the four-letter network goes, hey, I'm here in Cleveland's getting a new widget team. And then all of a sudden it becomes national news. What was wrong with us?
That's just why people should listen to us.
That's right. I say the same thing. So Mary Kay Cabot also kind of alluded to the same thing that Adam Schefter had said, that they would be buyers at the deadline. So,
You're going to be buyers or sellers or don't do anything.
It's true, you do.
There are really three ways to go here.
It's kind of red or black on the roulette wheel. Trey Wingo, again, was on with the boys in the morning yesterday, and he talked about Schefter's report about the Browns being buyers at the deadline.
It's one thing to say those things. It's another thing to do them, right? I mean, Jerry Jones says all these wonderful things and then does the exact opposite all the time. I think Cleveland's in a very difficult situation. I would be shocked if they were actual buyers rather than sellers. But then again, what are they selling? They said they're not going to trade Myles Garrett. So what are they selling? What are they trying to accomplish? Because that's been the thing in Cleveland forever. What are we trying to do? And we're not quite sure anybody knows what the plan is.
Hmm. I heard that yesterday at our show. But it's just, he's right. He's right. That's the thing about it. He's right. Someone jumps out there and goes, oh, they're going to be buyers. They're going to try to be buyers at the deadline. What are they buying? What are they buying for, too? That's the other question. What are you buying for?
I'm buying for the future. I'm not buying for this year. You're 2-6. Let's just be flat out realistic. Would be one of the amazing comebacks that we've seen in the NFL. They're 2-6. Be realistic. If you can get young talent that you can move forward with, you make deals today. And if you can get rid of guys who aren't going to be here next year, I wouldn't get rid of critical guys unless I got a good return. But if I have guys who are filling out my roster who somebody might want, and they'll give me the obligatory fifth-round pick or the sixth, I'll make that deal.
I kind of feel like we're in this weird limbo world where when we get to trade deadline days like today or baseball or basketball, we want our teams to be instantly fixed for this season. And Jeff, you kind of hit the nail on the head. That's not what trade deadline day is today for the Browns. Like, you're not instantly fixing being three games back in the AFC North right now with 9 games to go.
It's not happening.
It just doesn't. I mean, just do the math on it. Well, and by the way, even if you want to do the Guardians math on it, where they come back and it becomes a miracle, realize what a miracle it was what the Guardians pulled off this year. Miracle. Miracle on turf, not to be confused with Miracle on Ice, 1980, right? So, but they would have had to want it all, too, to kind of hit that true miracle. I want them to do something today that's going to make this team better for the future, but also more optimistic for the last 9 weeks of the season. This last month has been horrific. It really has. You had one uptick because they beat Miami. And all of a sudden, for a week, everyone was like, oh, maybe everything's okay. I was like that. Oh, maybe.
How's that go?
Oh, everything's okay. I mean, that's the way we look at this team. We look at the Browns and we're like, oh, man. Tom Withers said it on Friday. What is wrong with us? Like, we sit here Monday through Saturday. We might be mad on Monday, but we always, and we might rip the team apart for 6 straight days. But for some reason, when the rooster starts crowing on Sunday morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We have this unbelievable, outstanding euphoria that we believe the Browns can win today. And the whole thing's going to change. And by 4 o'clock, we're rhythmically chanting something about the Super Bowl. Come on, man. What's wrong with us? We knew this wasn't going to be a great season going into it. We knew it because we knew we didn't have a quarterback. We're sitting here playing quarterback roulette with 5-6 quarterbacks. Then you start, you know, taking numbers off the board. And so now you're sitting here with Gabriel, and they're not done. They're not done with Gabriel. They want to see what he can do. They want to give him more opportunity. They want to let him play against more opponents. And there are fans that want to see Sanders. I just feel like the story just won't go away until we figure out who the quarterback is. So really, what are they doing today? And what is wrong with us that we think and sit here every Sunday, oh man, they win this week. Let me take a look at those AFC North standings. What is wrong with us? Help me, Jeff. Are we just glutton for punishment because that's who we are?
Being a fan, Andy, being a sports fan. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's why we pay attention. That's why we're here. That's why we pay attention to this stuff.
What are they buying if they're going to be buyers today?
Easy.
Draft picks? I don't want draft picks. I want players
that might be able to be here for multiple years. I mean, it's simple. And if you don't find it, then you don't do it. I mean, you're not bringing in a veteran who's going to fill out a spot for you for the remaining 9 games.
Will you be more optimistic at 4 o'clock? If they answer what you just said, what you want young players that are going to be locked up? You'd rather have a body than a pick, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I would, too. Someone that has... But who's giving up bodies if they can play? It's the NFL. And let me go back to my original...
Who gave up Amari Cooper? Who gave up Jerry Jeudy?
I mean, but you're talking about players who are in this. Okay, Jerry Jeudy a little bit more than Amari Cooper, but
Amari was right in the middle of his career. You know, just maybe on the back nine.
Yeah,
just maybe.
I don't think
Jerry Jeudy
was
certainly
on the front.
Wasn't no.
Yeah,
and maybe somebody wants to get rid of a guy like that. For instance,
I mean, we're talking about guys that don't get along in the locker room. Though.
Do you think Jerome Ford can play?
I think he's okay.
Jerome can play.
He's a guy that you can like if your starting running back gets hurt. He can come in and give you a little bit. I'm not expecting him to win games for me, though.
So here's my point. Somebody might think that he's a great addition to their team because they need a running back right now. And conversely, the Browns might be able to find a team that has a surplus of fill-in-the-blank position and get that guy in here and think, yeah, you know what? We'd like him here long-term. We'll sign him to a contract, and we can make that work. And again, I threw out the name Jalen Hyatt early in the show only for an example. Now, if I'd love to have that guy here. Add him to the group, and let's see if somebody can play. But that's the type of guy you can get today. And you're going to be able to get guys like that. And they're, you know, who knows who they are? Andrew Berry knows who he likes, who he doesn't like. You'll be able to get guys for sixth and seventh round picks. If anybody gives the Browns a fifth for Jerome Ford, if they were going to trade Jerome, I'd be stunned. That feels almost like one of those, and I hate these trades. Hi, you can have that guy, and we'll give you a seventh, and you give us a sixth. Gee, great. You traded a guy who can be a productive NFL player, we've seen it, to move up maybe 60 spots in the draft.
But are you doing that to, I mean, if you think Raheem Sanders can play, are you doing that to get Sanders in? That you feel like you have a surplus and you want to see a younger guy
and
play.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
You find the
Raheem
team,
Sanders, not
you
Shador.
You find the team that has a surplus at a position you want, and you go get that guy. I mean, it's pretty easy. But they have to make the decisions if they think that's a good idea and they want to do such things. They have a lot of picks next year.
Frank is in Kent. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys, how's it going there?
Hey, well, how's it going there, you Frank?
Know, well, look, I've been a proponent of keeping Flacco. We would have had at least two more wins if Joe would have been on. Look what he's doing at Cincinnati.
Yeah, he doesn't have Jamar Chase here. Or T.
Well,
Higgins.
He's not going to replace Joe Burrow, but he's far better than we got now. We got nothing now.
You have young guys you hope have a future, and you get rid of an older veteran who's not going to be here but is certainly a better quarterback.
And if they weren't going to play him, do you think they – and I keep asking this question. I wish we could have asked this during the trade, but
you're right.
We haven't heard from Andrew Berry yet on any of this stuff. Did they do him a favor because they weren't going to start him and they gave him an opportunity to go somewhere? Maybe they did him right. You know what I'm saying, Frank? If he wasn't, if they weren't going to play him here –
Well, the season's a disaster, even more so without a starting quarterback. And you look at the other two managers and the other two teams. The manager of the Cavs knows how to analyze what happened in the game. Mr. Stefanski doesn't. The same thing with the manager of the Guardians. He knows how to analyze a win or loss and what the teams need. But Stefanski doesn't have that option because he's a Haslam yes man. Okay. The fans are sick of it.
All right. Frank, speaking for all fans. Congratulations. On this election day, Frank has given us your voice. I don't even think we need to take a phone call for the rest of the day. Frank has told us everything we need to know. Because Kobe Altman isn't saying anything about what's going on with Cavs, right? Want to make sure on that. Right? Antonetti and Chertoff are saying nothing to vote about anything they should do during the game.
I guess, Andy.
I don't know. Frank has the inside info, man. I think we got to listen. And he speaks clearly for all Browns fans when he does this. It is trade deadline day in the NFL. And if there is a trade in the NFL, you will hear this sound during our show. There you go. You'll be checking into the game with all of us. You want to lock it in? Make sure you're with 92.3 The Fan all day long to see if the Browns are going to make a move. You know, there were little things kind of floating around yesterday. I can't wait to talk to Mary Kay because she said that this rumor kind of died pretty quick. But there was talk about Mike Hall Jr. Maybe perhaps being traded yesterday. You know, he was...
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Only reason you do that is you don't think he can play or you don't like him.
I don't know. I want to ask her about that, too. But there was a little bit of a rumor, and then, you know, you go to Cleveland.com today, and it's like, not happening. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, I think there are a number of different directions the Browns could go in. I just don't know where they're going. I think we're all kind of confused about what the future is. But right now, we can kind of settle into the fact that they are not winning. And so we've been asking you this morning for the first hour of the show before we bring Mary Kay Cabot on from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She'll be coming up in less than about 15 minutes from now. We'll talk to her about what the latest is from her perspective. Plus, again, we're going to keep you up to speed on not only the Browns, but everything that's going on in the NFL today with the trade deadline. It's just, do you think they're going to do anything today?
Yes.
Do you think? Jeff does. I'm totally prepared for anything. I'm sitting here thinking, 4 o'clock, nothing happened. Not surprised.
Something will happen.
I'm sure there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Like, there can't be.
Behind the scenes.
How could there not be, right? Well, you don't think Andrew Berry's phone's rung a couple of, you don't think he picked up the phone a couple times today?
It's his job, Andy.
It should happen almost every day.
Making phone calls.
Let's be honest with it. But we're sitting here, and I think the other part of it is we really want today to be like one of those days in Major League Baseball or in the NBA where you think your team could turn around and still have a chance to do some damage for the rest of the year. That ain't happening. That's not the way it works. And the NFL, traditionally, has been a dud on trade deadline. In fact, and it's better now than it was because they moved the date. But
you know why? Big game, big rosters. One trade does not make the same impact in this sport that it does, certainly in the NBA.
Right.
And I also think in Major League Baseball. You know, one trade at the trade deadline can be a huge difference for a Major League Baseball team. At the NBA trade deadline, you can completely redo a team. And in the NFL, you got 80 guys walking around your building. And you're not going to bring in 30 new guys.
No, that's not. Although if there's a team that would do it, I think ours would try. Tony is in Hudson. Hello, Tony. Home of the Explorers. Tony.
Hey, Andy. Jeff, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
It's a beautiful day. Happy Election Day.
Yes, happy Election Day.
Yes, just wanted to run the idea by you guys. I hate the situation we're in, obviously, as we all do, but operating in the land of reality, this is a very important game coming up in regards to draft positioning. So what are your guys' thoughts on maybe being as creative as possible, giving as many young guys, new guys, everybody chances to maybe not succeed on Sunday?
Well, it's an interesting conundrum because, thank you for the question, they've been using all the new young guys all season long. So what would make this game any different than we've seen before? I mean, you're talking, and I don't know injury-wise where they are with a couple of these guys, but, I mean, you're already playing Mason Graham for the most part. You're playing Carson Schwesinger. You know, you're going to have a rookie quarterback no matter what, even if they were to change their mind at the last second and let Shador play this week if his back wasn't hurt. So you're there. Judkins is out there. Sampson sees the field. Fannin's playing. Bond's out there. I don't know how many more rookies you have left to play.
Well, here's the other thought on this. And Tony, I understand what you're saying. And big picture, I feel the same way you do. And it's that winning doesn't behoove you for the draft. It does behoove you to win football games because you're trying to build something and build a culture and get this thing turned around. And so that's why you want to win games. But
I like the way you put that, Jeff. I don't know that I've ever I agree with you on that.
You do want to win games because it sets a better tone. You know, what's better as you head into the off season if you finish 7-10, Andy, or if you finish 3-14.
As we've seen before, you win your last four games, you got a chance to revive your career as a coach.
But let me give you Tony's thought. Jets are 1-7. They need a quarterback. Browns are 2-6. We think they need a quarterback. Wouldn't you want to be ahead of the Jets in the draft? Because they're taking a quarterback. You would think.
You
better going to throw a boatload of money at Daniel Jones and bring him back to New York.
I don't see that happening. Do you?
Daniel Jones is going to make some money, whether it's in Indy or somewhere else.
Jim is on the road. On the road, my friend. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good. I think from the draft onward, once they moved out of that second pick, it was downhill. And I think a lot of people, you know, you talk about consistency in the NFL. People forget that we had four different owners from the time Modell moved until Jimmy Haslam bought the team. And I want to say a 20-year period,
what?
But let's forget.
I mean, you're talking about Mr. Lerner and then his son and then Haslam? You're saying Modell, Mr. Lerner, his son, and Haslam.
The Lerner family on the team. Lerner family on the team.
I don't know that most people look at it that way, but okay. It's fair enough.
If you want. You look at it any way you want.
3 years, they weren't even in the league, so it's actually less than 20, or it's around that.
The league owned us, too, so there's a fifth owner. How's that sound? They own the rights to what were the Browns for a dead period.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the consistency, obviously, you know, just flew out the window. You got owners and then GMs and then coaches and, of course, quarterbacks. And anyway, so I've been following them a long time, and I really feel that when we moved back in the draft, we should have taken Travis Hunter. He had a phenomenal game against the Chiefs. But playing both ways in the NFL, and what happened? He's hurt. He's on IR. But he's a tremendous receiver. He took Travis Kelce down three times his size, single-handedly, made a solo tackle. It was great. Acrobatic catches.
Yeah, I don't think it was so great, but keep going. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Okay, so that's one. Then I think we should have taken maybe Judkins or an offensive lineman in the second round, third round. I think I would have went Will Howard. And if they wanted Shador later on, okay, whatever. But we need offensive linemen, and we need receivers.
So and you then, would not have taken maybe, Judkins?
Oh, no, I would have.
Oh, okay. All right.
Absolutely. I would have taken him over the other Ohio State running back. He's the one I wanted.
I'll be honest. There were a lot of people that saw it the other way around. But that's okay.
Well, yeah, no, but they got him. And I think we should have taken a flyer on Will Howard. I'm afraid he's going to be the next coming of Ben Roethlisberger. I was at the draft show with Spielman that year, and we got Kellen Weirdo Jr., you know. So I'm just saying that I think
– Kellen actually played really hard and was really hurt while he was here. I mean, and thank you, Jim. Listen, I know his life went sideways, but when he was here, he played hard, man. He played hard game, and he was hurt.
Played well.
Every game. I can't – yeah, I'm not going to – what time is it?
Heavy sigh already.
Yeah, it's just we can't do anything about the past right now. That's the other problem. What are they doing for the future? Today's the trade deadline. What are they going to do for the future? You know what time it's at, Jeff? 4:00. You know what? If we find out they do anything, you'll hear about it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
That's what I hear.
It'll be right there for you. John is in Cleveland. Hi, John.
Hey, you know, I called last year to the morning show at the deadline, like a week before, I think.
You know, they were talking about it, John calling.
They laughed me off the air. Yeah. You know, they gave me the tweets and music. And yeah. We should have, this year, I mean, everybody, to contenders and try to get as many first, second. I mean, I think Garrett and Njoku, you package it to a team like, you know, I don't know, the Bill, somebody who's going to have a high, you know, pick 28, 29, 30, you might be able to get two number ones. I mean, who knows? But Garrett, by the time we're good, we draft a quarterback next year, takes a couple years. Garrett's going to be 2-3 years older. You got to build this team for Brook Park. You're not going to be good for at least a couple more years, and you haven't been good really forever. But I would trade every asset you can that's older that you can to a contender where you can get a second, a third. And I think with Garrett, you're getting number ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't. The conversation starts at three number ones for me. I'm not saying that most will. That's where it starts.
I would say at least two number ones. But yeah, I would. Say
you don't think the Packers aren't looking for a tight end right now?
Yeah, the Lions.
Yeah, I mean,
pair up with Hutchinson. I think the Lions is the prime team, like last year. And Njoku and Garrett, three number ones and like a number two or something.
All right, so we didn't laugh you off the air. We didn't give you chin music. Yep. Feel better, John? You feel vindicated?
But that's what they should do.
All right, all day. Thank you. John tells us what they should do. Thank you, John.
There's a lot of thinking. I think good thinking in John's thought.
I don't disagree.
This team is 2-6. It's coming off a 3-14 season. The roster lacks talent on the offensive side of the ball in particular. If somebody knocks your socks off for somebody who's an older veteran, I get it completely. I get it. And I would be really hard-pressed if somebody called and knocked your socks off for Myles Garrett to not make that trade. And I don't want to trade him. Andy.
Now, I don't want to trade him either, but it's easy to sit here at, you know, almost 11 o'clock knowing that the trade deadline is at 4:00, right? We're sitting here and we're like, You know, maybe they should trade Myles Garrett. And we sit here and we kick it around and we talk about it for hours. And again, the math Olympics on this thing makes it difficult and hard for the Browns to find themselves in a situation where financially, I don't know where they don't. I know I've read how they can do this. They're still, I mean, they're going to take a bath financially if they had to do that. It's the same kind of problems you're talking about with Deshaun Watson.
But it can be done. It can be done. Yes. If you want to do it.
And we sit here at, again, 11 o'clock on the trade deadline day and say, okay, trade, maybe it's right, trade Myles Garrett. We kind of talk it, right? We talk it. And then they hit 4 o'clock, and let's just say it happens. Everyone's upset. The whole world, like everyone who's not talking right now and just listening, they're like, did they just really trade him? I mean, like, the phone lines are packed. People are mad. Everyone's upset. End of the world. No, it's the end of the season is really what it is. If you trade Myles, it's the end of the season. And then you're asking yourself, why would I go to any more games? That's the hard part about that for this year, knowing that they have 9 games left, 5 are at home. But then you start to reap the benefits if they make the right picks. This is where I can't stand it. You know you have a player who can play, and now you're banking that on if we make the right decision in future drafts. I listen to the Barry. Everyone wants to talk about Barry and what he's done in the draft. Dude didn't have 3 first-round picks. There's 1 first-round pick under his regime. I know people don't like that word. But under his regime that's currently on the team, and his name is Mason Graham. That's it. That's the only one. And so now you try to figure out what they're going to do in the future.
Because you missed on your first one.
You missed on the first one, and then you didn't have the next 3, Jeff. You didn't have the next 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.